from KQED.
The first time they built the Bay Bridge from Oakland to San Francisco, the job took a little more than 3 years. That was back in the 1930s. Replacing the bridge's seismically shaky eastern half has taken nearly 10 years, with more than a decade of study and design before that. But as Caitlin Esch reports, the results are dramatic, especially when viewed from high up.
Caltrans spokesman Bart Ney stands at the ledge of the bridge's tower.
We are over 500 feet above the San Francisco Bay on the next worldwide icon for infrastructure projects in the eastern span of the Bay Bridge.
In 1989, an earthquake on the San Andreas Fault damaged the eastern span so badly the bridge was shut down for a month. Ney says the new span will serve as a lifeline for Northern California when the next big quake comes. That lifeline includes a sweeping concrete and steel skyway and a long self-anchored suspension span with a gleaming white 525-foot tower. After more than 9 years of work, crews are finally ready to begin spinning the steel cable that will support the suspension span's road deck.
We pull these massive steel cable strands all the way across the bridge up to the top of the tower, wrap them around the western side of Yerba Buena Island, and pull them all the way back to the eastern end of the span.
Now, construction is in the home stretch. The bridge is scheduled to open in 2013, the final price tag, more than $6 billion. For the California Report, I'm Caitlin Esch.